Nestled in the hills of Shenandoah Valley, the South River Highland Country Retreat and Hearthstone Lodge and Retreat Center are just 4 miles from Lexington, Virginia, and 2.5 hours from Washington, D.C. Tranquility and clarity of mind envelops this 250-acre rural hideaway. Come along and join visionary owner Antonia Albano as she talks about the alluring destination that regularly attracts international yoga retreats, artists and writer workshops, the Heifetz International Music Institute, individual vacationers seeking something different, wedding groups, and much more. This is in the middle of the country.
The closest town or city we would call a city is Roanoke, which is about 50 miles south, and Charlottesville and Stanton to the north.
So this truly is a consummate retreat that you would seek out in your mind but rarely find.
Absolutely. And we're on 250 acres of rolling southern Shenandoah Valley farmland. So you look out and you see cows and you look at silos, and that's about it.
And how long have you guys been operating?
Well, the 5 authentic historic log cabins dating from early 1700s or 1775 on. That part of the property was 220 acres in 2003, and these adjacent 30 acres holding the dairy barn that's been remodeled as an event facility 2004. We have one cabin that I called the Writer's Retreat because when we purchased the property, there were 5 cabins. Only one of them was a vacation rental. The others were residential, and they all had one person in them. And one of them was a writer in residence for Washington and Lee for 14 years, who's
Oh, wow.
A nationally known nature writer.
You do have writers who come to retreat here.
We do. We've had a number of them. Even this year, we've had 3 of them come for 1 to 2 weeks each so that they could finish their books. And we've had some, well, a professor that came that had to finish one of the things he was working with, and he came 3 times, almost back to back with a few days in between for his family. Mm-hmm. And he finished it and said he really owed it to the seclusion and the peace here.
Sitting out here, if you said, how far to the nearest town, I'd go, 50 miles.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, and we wanted very much to keep that feeling. In fact, twice in 1 month last year, someone said that they had just returned from Tuscany and thought that they were back in Tuscany, and somebody else said that they felt like they were in the wine country in California.
Wow.
So we came from California, and that was a lovely compliment, and we're in love with Italy because I'm half Sicilian. So, yep.
Very cool.
We love it.
Give us a word picture of the property and, like, your main dairy barn. I mean, that alone is a destination.
That was a total labor of love. Let's see. 2004, when we purchased this property, it had stalls for 32 cows and had multi-layers of cement and water troughs. It is now a 6,000-square-foot event facility that is used for events of all kinds, from small to mid-sized weddings, receptions, graduations. The local universities have their boards meet here, celebrations, anniversaries, retirement parties, anything and everything. And we're not a big party house, but we do have a beautiful place to have a lovely celebration.
And I bet as a true retreat center to focus and think and brainstorm.
Thank you. We've had 4 yoga retreats this year alone. Mm-hmm. We've had several of them that are repeats. 2 and 3 times they've brought their people back. The most exciting, 2 years ago, we actually had a group from Beijing, China, that came and had 16 students the first time and 18 3.5 months later with an internationally known lama who was here, and they fell in love with it. So they brought a second group back, which they had not planned to do. So that was exciting, and he said he took one look at our website, and he felt the energy and the love pouring off of it,
wow.
And he said, that's where I want to go. So we were thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
So how do most people find you?
I would say internet and word of mouth. Locals still don't know we're here because unless you have an event that you're doing or a wedding that you're planning, there's really often no reason to be seeking out retreat centers or event facilities. Right. So we ride that fine line between wanting to be a best-kept secret, but really not a best-kept secret anymore. And we're no longer a secret. But they say you're known better outside your community often than you are known in it.
Yep.
We've started doing some print ads, and we get people from that. We had a publisher for a new magazine that fell in love with us and wrote a four-page,
wow,
gorgeous article with photographs that has brought us several weddings and retreats from the other side of the state. We get a lot of people from the New York, New Jersey area.
You mentioned Washington, D.C. I could see this being a great place.
We get a lot of the D.C. groups that are coming down, or couples coming down, because it's only 2.5 to 3 hours,
mm-hmm,
and they feel like they've gone into some place totally different.
They literally have.
Yeah. So we do some advertising, and we have the usual Airbnb and VRBO and TripAdvisor, the usuals.
Assume that you have to play the Facebook and the Twitter and all that too, right?
Yeah, social media savvy is something that many of us are not. We definitely have pages on Facebook.
Is that valuable for you?
It's valuable for the people who've been here, who really have enjoyed it, have gone back and actually commented, and they do follow us. I'm not as good at being on it on a regular basis,
right,
so I'm on it every few months, and I'm learning to get better, and I'm looking for a few people to teach me how to be a lot more media savvy. I still do the advertising and the marketing, but social media is a new one.
When we were inside, you were starting to talk about brainstorming an upcoming event. Remember the one about... Tell us about that.
Well, I mentioned to you that we had invited offered the Heifetz International Music Institute, which I am in love with and discovered in Annapolis, Maryland back in 2000. They actually moved their headquarters to Stanton. They've come 4 times to do fundraising concerts here, which has just been thrilling. The new one that I'm really excited about is a place at the dinner table, which is speaking about food insufficiency. And I saw the movie about 2 years ago, and it was very impactful.
The name of the movie?
Place at the Dinner Table.
Mm-hmm.
And it is incredibly powerful.
And what's the thematic thread?
It talks about how we cannot judge the people we see and assume that they have enough food on their dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
That people, just because they're overweight, doesn't mean they have food. People can be thin as can be and show up at work and look totally normal. Doesn't mean that their cabinets and cupboards are not bare and that their children have enough food to go to school. One of the things that really struck me was an example of some of the children that they interviewed. One of the little girls couldn't keep any focus in school, and they thought she was just a problem. Come to find out, she was so hungry that she couldn't keep her mind on anything. She just didn't have any food. We want to do an educational movie, and we just had a meeting yesterday, and we're talking about, we've got the YMCA with their mailing list, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the colleges. We're looking at having, you know, just an educational event where we can...
Give us some specifics of what's in your mind. What do you envision?
Well, one of the things we were talking about is the gal who showed the movie 2 years ago, or was part of the group that did, found a book in California, I believe. It says, Eat Well on $4 a Day. Well, that in and of itself, as you kind of look at it and raise your eyes and eyebrows and go, what? And we're talking to one of the local caterers to see if she wants to support this and make several of the appetizers and things out of that particular book. And also, we're going to be calling the publisher of that book to see if they want to help support this and use the donations back toward, you know, either the food relief or Bay Area relief funds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited. We're looking to do things. We rent space here as a business. We rent space. And when I decide that there's something that really touches me as a proprietor, I can say, I really want to have the Heifetz International Music Institute here. One of the other things, I want to show this movie here. I want us to have social impact in the community. And so we are not just an event facility. We're also a teaching and holistic facility. So we want to bring things here that most people in this area would never get to unless they went to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We came from California. You're used to having everything coming to San Francisco. Here, you have to bring it in, or you have to go to Washington, or you have to go to New York, or you have to go to Raleigh in order to get some of the big names. So we bring those speakers here and workshops here
Dream a little more for me. Tell me some more things that are in your mind.
Gosh, you know, this fall we are talking about having the first painting workshop and a gallery showing, which we've been talking about for years and just have not done. So my husband is an artist, and we have a number. We really know the art community here, and we're looking to have a private showing. Well, I say private. We're going to open it up to the community, and we're also going to be doing a residential and or day teaching. So people can come in from the outside, spend the weekend, or they can come in from the community for the day, and we're going to have several different teachers doing that. Mm-hmm. We have had one of the local artists, a well-known local artist, has brought his art class out here for 6 weeks back-to-back to paint. He's open to doing that again. And so we really want to encourage people to come out and do their art. I did put together the photography club and the art group, and had a day here, you know, a few years ago. So we just stay open. Yeah, we have a couple artists who are doing art that is not normally for hanging in a gallery, shall I say. And I talked to them a couple years ago, and we're talking again now about having a private invitation to their galleries, to their showing. So we're open to both private parties, public parties, and as I get ideas, I come up with them. We have an annual Celebration of Love event, which is my personal event. It's now about 4 to 5 days. It's been as much as 7 days. I decide the theme each year, and I bring in speakers who can speak about that particular theme.
Give us some specifics.
Okay, so last year we do a cross of metaphysical, some traditional, and then we do concerts, and we do work with sound, vibration, resonance. So we have a fellow coming in out of Annapolis who has the Crystal Ashram, who sets up a beautiful, huge crystal displays and singing bowls that are Tibetan and Himalayan singing bowls. Amazing concert that he's been here 4 times. We had another musician out of Annapolis, Maryland, who's nationally known, who plays guitar. They also did a workshop on chakra work, the energy centers in the body, and how to balance them. I spoke on igniting the divine fire of the heart, reconnecting with the divine source. You know, it's limitless. Every year we have different speakers. I'm usually the common speaker. My husband often is a speaker, not always, depends on that particular year.
And how about writing retreats? Do you do that?
We've had 2 writing retreats that I organized, and we had a gal that had been a publisher editor for over 35 years who came from Florida and came up here and spent several days. Also did private critiquing, so she taught a workshop on how to get yourself published and how to get yourself e-published also. She's also a ghostwriter and a magazine writer, etc., longtime friend. And she had a great turnout. And the following year, I added a published poetress who teaches at one of the universities, and she did the poetry, and my other friend did the fiction, nonfiction aspect of it. And they both did private critiquing for the last day. I've been wanting to find somebody. In fact, actually, I have the person who said she'll do it, but I want to be known for a residential writing retreat. But that takes a little while to build, and I can only handle so much, and so I'm looking to her to kind of take the ball and run with that one.
And how many rooms are here? And I notice you have kind of a dormitory-style space.
We don't call it a dormitory, only because dormitories, to me...
Well, I call it summer camp.
Summer camp.
Dormitories
are bunk beds and kind of pretty barren. But we have 2 private deluxe guest rooms on the second floor. Mm-hmm. And then on the top floor, which wasn't in the original dairy barn, we actually added that floor, we have 7 deluxe singles is what we call it in the loft. We call it the loft singles. I say deluxe because the quality of the mattress is incredible. The bedding's really good. Actually, there's wood walls on 3 sides, a reading lamp, a dressing room, spa robes, the whole thing. So we only rent those if we have a retreat where people are wanting to have affordable housing and people want to spend the night, but you don't want them to go off campus to the hotels. So they're $45.
Nice.
You know, plus tax. So
and then you have the deluxe rooms.
And then the big hayloft room. We call it the hayloft room because it actually was. And so we kept the hayloft floor and refinished it, and it is a gorgeous 20-foot ceiling, easy, at least 20 feet, with lots of glass and lots of light.
And again, it's not limited by any means to a group or a retreat. A couple could come here
Absolutely.
On their own, overnight or two nights. Or,
Absolutely. You know. So people who come here have a little bit different desire than the ones that go to the log cabins. The ones that are here, they either want to have this whole estate mm-hmm. by themselves and are comfortable with being alone mm-hmm. and not being taken care of. We're a self-catering retreat center. There's no breakfast. You can bring your own. You know, we ask people to clean up after themselves and whatever. But there's nobody here taking care of them. We're here if they need mm-hmm. them, but the cushions, if they get pulled out and then they get put back. We got feral cats and the normal country critters mm-hmm. and the things that most country land has, and we ask people to just, you know, turn off the lights, treat it as their own home. Turn off the lights at night, make sure the doors are closed so that the little cats decide that they don't want to come make their house inside, which they would. And there are people who really love that. And then the people who want to have the ambiance of the rustic, authentic, historic, modernized log cabins, mm-hmm. and they are amazing. We have wood-burning fireplaces, and three of them. We've got a beautiful new glass front wood stove in the fourth, and one of them doesn't. The writer's retreat cabin doesn't have a fireplace, mm-hmm. but they are all fabulous, and I'm a bed fanatic. Mm-hmm. So my desire is to have people get in and not want to ever get out.
I like
so,
that.
So, yeah.
So give us a breadth of cost. How much for a cabin or how much for a room?
They do vary. The cabins range from $140 to $198, and they range in size and amenities. All of them have every amenity we can possibly do. We still have bed and breakfast mentality, so everything from family-style toiletries, everything you could possibly need. All you need to do is bring your clothes, if you want to bring them. And here, the two bedrooms, $120 and $130, and we also have three studios on the lodge side of the property, and they are $125 to $135. So, and then you add tax, but they have everything there. And we do robes, unlike most of the hotels these days. And as I said, family-style toiletries everywhere. So, and the lodge guests have no cooking facility, so that's no problem because hotels don't let you in their kitchen either. For groups, we have a professional catering kitchen.
Once again, how far from Washington, D.C., and how far from Roanoke?
We're 50 minutes from Roanoke, and we're 2.5 hours from probably Dulles Airport. So depending upon what D.C. traffic, you could be three and a half hours, but definitely doable, and it's almost like being in some, well, it is like being in some place totally, totally different.
Like a different planet.
Oh, my God. Yes, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for even being here. And
I don't want to leave.
Yeah. Well, you got the fountain in the fish pond, and you got all the grapevines on your arbor, and birds chirping, and mm-hmm. cows roaming across the fields.
You do know you're going to
stay.
You're going to have to kick me out.
And stay.
Yeah. For further information.
You would be contacting our main office, which is 540-463-2593. And we are South River Highlands Country Retreat and Heartstone Lodge and Retreat Center in Buena Vista, Virginia, only 4 miles from downtown Lexington, Virginia.
Website?
Website is South River Highlands with an S. .com, and you can also access it by HeartstoneLodge.com and Heartstone Retreat, and it's HeartstoneRetreat.com. On Facebook, you would be putting in South River Highlands Country Retreat. We also have a page for Heartstone Lodge and Retreat Center, and our annual Celebration of Love event is Celebration of Love .. a function of the World Love Project. My name is Antonia Albano, my husband Barney Brown, and we are really privileged to be here.
Antonia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Virginia. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
The underbed music, Violin Partita No. 3 in E major by Johann Sebastian Bach, was performed by Isla Kaler.